You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia have added 23-year-old Queensland batsman Joe Burns to their 2020 international squad ahead of their one-off game against the world champions the West Indies in Brisbane on Wednesday. He's been added as cover for Adam Voges, who suffered a hamstring injury after hitting his maiden century during Sunday's fifth and final one-day international. With Shane Watson, Philip Hughes, Mitchell Johnson and Xavier Doherty already on their way to India ahead of a four-match test series, Australia are already set to name an inexperienced side for the game at the Gabba. Burns has played just 9 2020 games in his short career, scoring 248 runs for Brisbane Heat. A reminder then of the full squad: George Bailey, the captain, Joe Burns, as you've been hearing, Nathan Coulter-Nile, Ben Cutting, James Faulkner, Aaron Finch, Brad Haddin, Josh Hazlewood, Ben Laughlin, Clint Mackay, Sean Marsh, Ben Rura and Adam Voges. West Indies are as close to a Women's World Cup final as they have ever been, thanks to a 48-run win over New Zealand in their penultimate Super 6 game in Mumbai. Their destiny now lies in their own hands after they defended a score of 207 for 9 by dismissing New Zealand for 159 in 44.3 overs. This was the West Indies' first ever win over New Zealand at their fourth attempt, some sense of timing from Marissa Aguilera's side indeed. The West Indies face already qualified Australia in their final game on Wednesday, knowing that a win or a tie will see them make the final for the first time. England and New Zealand meet at the same time, hoping Australia can do them a favour and that their net run rate will be enough to overhaul the West Indies. The other match on Wednesday sees Sri Lanka take on South Africa. Sri Lanka have a slim chance of making it into the third, fourth place playoff, but most likely outcome is that the two sides will meet again in the fifth, sixth place playoff, regardless of the result. And there was a boost for the touring Pakistan side in South Africa as they beat the Cape Cobras emerging player side by 10 wickets at the end of their two-day tour game. They dismissed their opponents for just 78 in this second innings. Yunis Khan made an unbeaten 74 to help them to their victory.